Welcome to the Tripod, where we break down the NFL every week, give you best bets and reasoning why. I'm Jacob Wynn. This week we have wild card weekend, historical wild card weekend, six games, triple header tomorrow, triple header Monday in Australia, and they're all really interesting games. I've actually got seven best bets to share with you today, so I'm really excited to talk about all six. Last week, week 17, chaos as usual, went 8-5 on the best bets. For the season, 66 and 51, which is 56%. If you had $100 on every best bet for our NFL season, you're up just over $500. So that's at average odds $1.86. Look, it's a bit more modest. The multis, on the other hand, plus 76 units through the 17 weeks. So if you're a $50 per multi better, that's $3,800 worth of profit. And look, overall, crazy season. Pretty remarkable that they played every game this year when you consider all the hurdles and obstacles with COVID. And across the board, pretty high standard of football. I really enjoyed it, apart from that final game of the regular season, that debacle in Philadelphia, in fact. Regarding the results, look, I think we've said multiple times, we don't do NFL previews because we think we know more about NFL than everybody else. There's lots of people that know a ton about this sport, and certainly plenty that know more than me. And look, nobody in the world, really, I stand by this, can produce results in an NFL season like what we can on NRL. It's a harder sport to beat. I've kind of been over that a few times, and we're certainly not as good on NFL as we are on NRL. But the bottom line is, we've been profitable every season we've shared NFL tips. I absolutely love the sport. I love watching it. I love punting on it. And if I can share profitable tips, then I'm going to share it. So I hope this pod is worthwhile for you guys tuning in every week, because you're hearing my angle, you're hearing my breakdown, you're getting the tips. And if you can punt on anything that you enjoy, even if you're turning a small profit, that is a win, and that you should be happy with that. Let's get after it. So it all starts tomorrow morning. We have the Colts at the Bills. The Bills are a -6.5 point favorite. The total is 51.5. And I do have two best bets. I'm taking the Colts +6.5 at $2 on Top Sport. And I'm taking the Colts team total in the first half over 9.5 points at $2.10 on Bet365. Can't understand why that's plus money. I feel like that's definitely a favorite. Look, an epic game to start off the playoffs. The Colts are a 7 seed. So if it wasn't for the expanded playoffs, the Colts wouldn't even be here, which is pretty crazy when they won 11 games. And I think for that reason, they're a bit under the radar. It was like a quiet 11 wins, but really you go through their games, they had a couple of bizarre losses thrown in there. They could have been a different year. They could have been like a bye team. Phil Rivers has such an ugly throwing motion that I feel like people underrate him, but he gets it done. He's got three wide receivers that are really playing well. You know, it's a very talented wide receiver rookie class, but Michael Pittman has really impressed me each week. And then talk about rookies, Jonathan Taylor. He finished third in rushing yards in the whole NFL, and he really wasn't getting the lion's share of carries until the second half of the year. He's absolutely come on leaps and bounds, and he's a real weapon on this team. Now, the Colts defense has slipped, but part of it as well is they've played some good offenses and they've missed some key players in recent weeks. But overall, I think that they're a pretty decent defensive unit. They're a well-coached team. They come in here with nothing to lose as nearly a touchdown underdog on the road. But I think they go toe-to-toe with Buffalo. Now, I don't want to spend the whole preview without acknowledging the Bills. They're the form team in the NFL. They've got all three units clicking. You've got the offense. Allen has made such a big progression this year because now he's accurate throwing the deep ball. And signing or trading for Stephon Diggs is a big part of that. He's been a revelation. Their defense, I think, is underrated. You've got a guy like Tre'Davious White, a cornerback, one of the best in the league, and he's back for this game. And even special teams across the board, they're so sound with Roberts as a kick return there. So I definitely believe Buffalo are the biggest threat of anybody to our KC Super Bowl future. If they do have a weakness, it's their rush defense. And I go back to Jonathan Taylor. I think that helps the Colts. I think that they can keep drives alive and get yardage on the ground. I just believe they stay in this. And I would not be putting the Bills straight up in any multis as a safe leg, because I really think there could be an upset. So that's why I'm taking the Colts plus the points. I'm taking the Colts to score 10 or more in the first half. And I gave out the Wide World Bet of the Week. Now, it's been thrown into a little bit of turmoil, but I gave this out on Wednesday and I still stand by it. If you like the Colts to score or to be competitive in a shootout game, you might like this for value. I've got $3.50 odds that the Colts are going to score more points than the Steelers do. Now, the Steelers are the sixth and final wildcard weekend game, so I'll get to that at the end of the pod. But basically, I see this game more high scoring, and I see the Colts getting close to the Bills, if not pulling the upset. When I get to the Steelers, I'm going to make the case why I think they'll be a little lower scoring. And obviously, it's still more likely the Steelers will score more than the Colts if you just look at what their team totals are set at. But I think the value is there at $3.50, so jump on if you like that. Pardon me. We move to an NFC West clash. It's the Rams at the Seahawks. The Seahawks are a -3 favorite, and the total is 42.5. I've got a couple of best bets. I'm taking the first half under 21 points at $1.83 on Bet365. And I'm taking the Seahawks -3, $1.89 on Top Sport. Now, in their $2 lines, they've got that half point there where they've got the -3, -3.5. If you are wondering how that works, it basically would put half your bet on -3 and half at -3.5. Now, there's a chance they do move those. There's a chance this could be a -3 at $2 lines on Top Sport if you wait a few more hours. But I'm happy with $1.89 for -3. And they've played twice this year because they are division rivals. They split the games 1-1. Now, what's important going to this one? Jared Goff didn't play last week. He's off a broken thumb. He's likely to play. But even if he does, I presume he'll be limited. Offensive lineman Whitworth is back from injury. Cooper Kupp is back from COVID. The Seahawks' biggest injury concern would be Jamal Adams. Shoulder injury, but likely to play. I find it interesting that Russell Wilson was like $1.30 to win the MVP a month into this season. I mean, people were pretty much already handing it to him, and in the end, he wasn't even in the discussion. He did cool off a bit. And a little bit of that is he played the Rams twice throughout the rest of the season, and two of his three worst performances out of 16 this year were against the Rams, and that's not a coincidence. They've got an innovative defense. They're stacked with playmakers. And they won't make it easy for Seattle in this one for sure. But I do just kind of feel Russ at home, DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett. I just think he's going to, having seen this Rams defense a couple times this year, he's going to find a way to connect with them. Now, I look at the other side of the coin, the matchup between the Rams offense and the Seattle D, and I think Seattle D is a unit that really has improved through the year. They've gotten healthy. They had certain players that weren't in the team earlier in the year that have gotten back in. They even made mid-season trade, and that's improved the team. And I think overall cohesion has improved. So I see defense kind of dictating this battle on both sides of the ball, but I give the upper hand to the Seahawks as well as being at home. I feel like maybe in people's minds, the Rams have overtaken the Seahawks as the better side with getting to more playoffs and having more playoff success in recent years. But you look at Seattle, this time last year, they were totally beat up. I think they're a lot more healthy in this one, and that's ultimately what I think is going to be the edge. I've got Seattle in a low-scoring game, and I think they're going to cover. The Saturday night game in the States, which is Sunday around middle of the day tomorrow, is Bucks, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, at the Washington football team. We saw how they snuck into the playoffs. Washington are an 8-point underdog, even though they're at home because they won the division. They get to host this game. The total is 44.5. My best bet is the Washington team total under 18 points. It's $1.91 on Ladbrokes and also on Neds. So again, I think the defenses dictate this game. Now you can look at Alex Smith for Washington, 5-1 in his starts. And he was starting to impress me. I was starting to think, geez, Alex Smith is accurate. You got scary Terry McLaurin. You got these two running backs, Gibson and McKissick, in the backfield. These are real playmakers. But now Smith's got the calf injury. And we saw, like, he couldn't do shit against an awful Philly secondary that was barely trying to win last week. So I know the Tampa Bay defense is legit straight away. I just can't see how Washington moves the ball effectively and how they put up a lot of points in this game. Now, if I look at the other side of the equation, it's a tough matchup for Brady. He does not do well against elite pass rushers, which the Washington football team has. But still, I mean, Antonio Brown, massive addition, especially with Evans tweaking his knee last week. So how effective are Tampa Bay going to be on offense? It's hard to say because it's hard to say how well they'll go against this really good Washington D. It's also like, I have a feeling they could play this quite conservative, not wanting Brady to take the hits. Because I feel not only for his longevity, they want to make a Super Bowl run, but if Brady's taking hits in this game, that's where you get a pick six or, you know, an intercept, a fumble. And that's how Washington could steal this game, would be forcing turnovers. So I think that Tampa Bay will be more happy to play it safe. They've also got a strong running game with Ronald Jones. And and they're happy to win this game in a low scoring one. And that's how I see it. I really don't see Tampa Bay losing unless there's a bizarre and multiple turnovers kind of circumstances. So that's my reason why I like Washington under, and I would play Tampa in, you know, straight up to boost up some multis. Move to the following day. So Monday morning in Australia, the Ravens play the Titans. The Titans are a +3 point home underdog. The total is the highest of the week, 54.5. And my best bet is Ravens -3, $1.85 on Unibet. Well, it's double revenge spot for the Ravens. They got bounced by the Titans last year in the playoffs when they were a big home favorite, and they were pretty much the favorites to make the Super Bowl before that happened. And then they beat them again. The Titans beat the Ravens in Baltimore earlier this year in the regular season. And I will say, like, that's also a revenge spot for my best bets, because I had the Ravens -3.5 at home against the Titans earlier this year. And that lost, and that bet got criticized. But now they're -3, 3.5 on the road in Tennessee, because the Ravens have come on. And they're showing me good things. And what this game comes down to for me, I just do not trust the Titans defense enough. I don't think they can stop the Ravens. I don't think they can get pressure on Lamar, so I think he can make his throws. And I don't think they can stop the control that the Ravens get in the ground game with their running backs and with obviously what Lamar can do. You might ask, do the Titans have like a matchup advantage because of they've won the previous matchups? But I look back at last year. Yes, the Titans won by 16, but they had a much better defense last year, and there was multiple turnovers by the Ravens and fourth downs that they just didn't convert. So I think that game didn't quite indicate how close it was. And even this year, you can say, oh, the Titans went and won outright in Baltimore. Well, they were down 11 in the fourth quarter. It ended up going to overtime. AJ Brown had a crazy catch late in the game where he broke 5 tackles and scored a touchdown. If he didn't do that, they were facing a fourth down. If they don't convert that, they lose by 7. So I just think Lamar hasn't won a playoff game, but that changes on Monday and the Ravens win and cover. Next up, the Bears are at the Saints. Saints are -10. The total is 47. And you look back at the Saints, like, they've been a perennial contender, but they've been so unlucky in the playoffs. You go back to, they lost that game on the Minnesota Miracle, that the Hail Mary, you know, on the final play against Minnesota to Diggs a few years ago. The blatant pass interference against the Rams that cost them that game. And that was a trip to the Super Bowl, and they literally, NFL changed the rules after that one. And even last year, they lost as a touchdown home favorite in wildcard weekend in overtime against the Vikings. So again, like, a close game. This will be Breeze last year. They know that, and they've got a contender again. And it's really not about him. It's actually more so about the defense that I think is quietly really good. And a guy who is an absolute freak, Alvin Kamara. Last time he stepped on a football field, he had 6 touchdowns, 6 rushing touchdowns. Now, he's had COVID. He's been isolated from the team, but he's good to go. So if anything, I think he comes into this game fresh. I mean, maybe that's not the right terminology to use after just suffering COVID, but, you know, he didn't play last week. And I'm confident enough that he would come in and do superstar things that he does. There's no way I'm betting against the Saints for those reasons. I just don't think they let another game where they're a favorite, where they're at home, slip in the playoffs. I don't trust Trubisky. I think that he's had some good circumstances as much as anything, and he plays off the back of a good defense for Chicago. And sure, their defense is really good, but I just still think the Saints will move the ball when they need to. I can't trust that the Bears will. Now, that would lead me to only be able to play New Orleans, but I think this line's too high. I think they're quite a popular pick with the public. I think most people expect the Saints to win this game comfortably. So with the line at, I mean, I've seen it from 9.5, and it's like I considered laying -9.5 with the Saints to all the way to 10.5. And I just think it's too steep, too expensive. If it was a flat 7, maybe I lay it with the Saints. But I mean, you look at last week, I played Packers -4. I know the game was in Chicago. But now this, like, Lions, like, moved 6 points, and I'd argue the Packers are better than the Saints, and that the same opponent was the Bears. So no best bet on this game. But it's another one I would throw the Saints in a multi just straight up. I'd be very shocked if they lost this one. And finally, the Browns are at the Steelers. -6 the Steelers are at home, and the total is 47.5. I have a best bet. Steelers team total under 27.5 points, $1.80 on Bet365. As I said last week, week 17, I went 8-5 on best bets, but I went 0-2 on the Browns-Steelers game. It was the same matchup last week. The Browns had to win to make the playoffs, which also, and obviously we know they did, it broke the longest absence spell from the NFL playoffs of all 30 teams. I think it was close to 20 years they hadn't been in the playoffs. And I had the Browns like -4.5 in the first half. Of course they won the first half by 4. Had them laying points for the match. They're up 15 late, give up 2 touchdowns. And in the end, the Steelers had a 2-point conversion that could have sent the game to overtime. And you never know, they could have almost bounced the Browns. And the Steelers were resting multiple captains, multiple key players on the team. So now we come into this game. Obviously, the Steelers get everyone back. And this line opened +3.5 on the Browns. And I would have lent to the Browns as a best bet. And, you know, on Wednesday, you, as I referenced before, I included this game in my Wide World Bet of the Week and the Colts to score more than the Steelers. And I could see this game being very competitive and lower scoring. But then the Browns got more COVID cases. Literally, their head coach has COVID, will not be able to be at the venue, will not be able to coach. They've had disruption in their preparation. Their facility was closed for a period of time. They've got other coordinators who can't coach. They've got issues on the offensive line with either injuries or COVID as well, players that are questionable. And that was the team's strength. So, you know, how is it going to affect their performance? It's really hard to predict. We have never really seen something like this. Now, the Browns' defense, I would say overall, is as healthy as it could be, and I'm still a believer in them, and I'm still not convinced in the Steelers' offense. And I go back to when Big Ben played in Week 16, and they put up 28 points against the Colts. But, man, they got a lot of good pass interference calls. They scored a lot of those points in the second half. In fact, they also scored one of those touchdowns basically directly off a turnover. Like, Steelers, I don't know, they don't go deep, they can't run the ball, so it's all short passes. And the Browns still have the best 1-2 running back tandem, which should help them keep the ball, keep possession, extend some drives. Look, Baker Mayfield is not good under pressure, and that makes this a really bad matchup for him because the Steelers have a great front four. But like, they terrorized Baker earlier in this year when they played, but they had Bud Dupree in that game. They've since lost him. So I definitely see a highly physical game. I lean to the unders, which helps me, you know, if I want to play a team total under. Now, this, you know, as any best bet can lose, and 44% of my best bets have lost this season. And the big risk I could see here would be if the Browns get down and crumble and just all the adversity becomes too much. So, but that's built into the line, you know, like the Steelers team total was 24.5 on Wednesday. It's now 27.5. So it's gone up 3 points since the COVID news. But it doesn't make total sense to me because I think the COVID news actually affects the Browns' offense more so than it helps the Steelers' offense and affects the Browns' defense. That's why I'm willing to make that a best bet. And that will wrap it. So I hope you can tell from my voice how excited I am in all these games. And I feel good about the 7 bets that I've found for you guys. And hey, there's a chance I could add maybe 1 or 2 for the Monday games tomorrow, but pretty happy with those players and which games I like and the one game I'm staying totally out of. Let me know what you think. Share your comments, share your bets under this video and interact as always and enjoy the games, especially when we get some on an Aussie weekend. That's extra gold. And jump on the Wide World Bet of the Week if you want. Should mention as well, Top Sport, they sponsor my Wednesday pod, Wide World of Punting, and they've got $2 lines on every game. And usually you can only get them 24 hours before kickoff, but I looked this morning, they've got them all for all 6 games. You can choose your $2 lines, which gives you a bit of fun, takes out the bookie edge. So let's get after it, guys. Enjoy Wildcard Weekend. What a week of footy it's going to be. But as always, gamble responsibly. Lego.